Joining us right now is a gift, a jewel from Ireland. Mary Black joins us live at PMP Network. And Mary is one of the most successful Irish singers, and she has crossed over into the United States. In fact, we'll tell you where she's going to be in your area very shortly. But some of the music she's done is just incredible. I still have some No Frontiers here, and by the time it gets dark and the Holy Ground and some of the great stuff that that Mary has done, and she keeps doing it 20 years down the road. How are you, Mary?
I'm doing okay, yeah.
Boy, you got quite a career going here. I don't even think it really has broken through yet, because I think eventually one of these songs of yours is going to hit America really hard, and it's going to open up even more frontiers for you.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's great to be able to come to the States regularly and play in nice theaters and have people come to hear me. I mean, that's fantastic. After so long, you know, it's fantastic.
Tell me about your early days of growing up. Where did the musical talent come from?
Well, I was born and reared in Dublin, in the sort of inner city. We were fairly, you know, working class. You know, there was a lot of poverty around us. We weren't so bad. But my father came from an island off the north coast of Antrim, which is a particularly rural part of Ireland. And he had a lot of traditional background musically. He played the fiddle and mandolin. And he met my mother in Dublin, and she was a singer too, but she loved to sing kind of more songs of her day. And between them, they passed on this great passion for music, you know. And in fact, there's five of us, my three brothers and my sister Frances, and we all sing and play. And in fact, we've a few albums together, which we've just come out of the studio to finish another one just recently. Yeah, so it's great because there was always music around the house. There was always, you know, friends of my father's and in playing and instruments lying around. So it just was natural for us all to sort of fall into it, you know.
Yeah. Now, are you the only one that's pursuing a solo career?
No, my sister Frances is also a solo artist who tours quite a bit. She hasn't done quite as much now here in the States as I have. You know, she really wouldn't have that much of a following, I would say, here. But certainly in Ireland, England, Europe, parts of Europe, she's very, very popular.
You're going to bring her into the United States with you and have her warm up your act one of these days?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's something that we've often talked about, you know, and the fact that we do actually still sometimes, not very often, perform together as a family, it might be a nice thing to do that sometime. I mean, it's something we do think about, yeah.
How did the Best of album do a couple of years ago?
It did really well because, I mean, at that stage I had been recording for close on 20 years, starting off very early on. I recorded way back in 1978, so it's a long time ago, and you know, there was a lot of material to choose from. But also with that album, we made it we had put in a bonus CD, if you like, called Hidden Harvest, which was more interesting for me in a way, because it wasn't just the best of, but it also had interesting sort of corroborations that I had with different artists over the years. I duetted with Mary Chapin Carpenter and Joan Baez, and traditional singer called Seamus Begley.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few interesting duets which hadn't really been on any of my own albums. They had been, you know, just sort of for other things. And it was good to have that on, and some outtakes of tracks that didn't actually quite make albums, but I still felt were very good. So it sort of completed the picture, if you like, of what has been going on musically with me up until that time.
I think that of all the CDs you have, and I think I have pretty much all the CDs you've released. At least I have at least 13 of them here. I know that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, I know you have a lot more than that probably, but. One of the ones that I thought was the most different was Shine. It had really more a kind of an American sound to it.
It did. You know, I didn't set out for it to have more of an American sound, but I did want it to be different. It kind of came at a time when Declan Sinnott, who was my guitar player and producer for 13 years up until that time, had decided he'd wanted to try and do other things and pursue other areas and artists' music. And so I felt it was time for change. I had recorded quite a few albums up to that, and I was always wary that, you know that the feeling of repeating yourself, and it's difficult if you're, I mean, there's always similarities, you know, within an artist. I mean, if you listen to say, Van Morrison albums, you'll always hear, it's a trademark always of who he is and what, you know, what his music is about. And that'll always be there, but I kind of wanted to lift Shine out of that, I suppose. You know, if people were to predict something, they certainly weren't going to predict Shine. And so, with that in mind, I asked Larry Klein, who's an American. I'm sure you know of him. Mm-hmm. He was involved with Joni Mitchell for many years.
Sean Colvin, I know he did her stuff.
Yeah, and Sean Colvin. So I asked him, would he be interested in producing? And he certainly was up for that. And we went to LA, which was another first for me. I'd never recorded outside of Ireland. Went to LA and we worked with other musicians, Jerry Marotta, and various friends of Larry's, which again brought about a different sound. And even down to the material, I sought out material that I hadn't really, I suppose, would push me to a certain musical limit that I wouldn't have maybe quite explored before. So all those reasons, yes, made Shine a different album, and I mean, I was thrilled with it, and still am. I think it just shows a different side to me, and it was great, of course, working with Larry Klein.
Yeah, I love that CD. It's a great CD. Hear it over and over again.
Good, good.
For folks out there who aren't familiar with Mary Black, here's a couple of quotes that people have had. New York Post said that Black has a voice to die for. And the Gavin Report said if Joyce and Yeats were alive today, they'd be drinking to Mary Black. Just some of the great comments that have...
I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah,
Very nice.
There are some nice things that have been said about you, and I can understand why. Now, you mentioned also that, you know, that you recorded with Mary Chapin Carpenter and Joan Baez. Didn't you also do some stuff with Van Morrison and Emmylou Harris as well?
Yes, we did. I met Emmylou quite some time back, because I've been a fan from my early teens, and went to see her in Dublin, I think, in the mid-70s. So, I mean, she was just, you know, one of my idols, and to get to meet her alone was a thrill. But then when it started to happen that I was going to get a chance to sing with her, it was fantastic. And we actually recorded a song. We recorded first for a program called Bringing It All Back Home, which was a group of Irish musicians and artists went out to Nashville, and we met up and played with and recorded, and actually an album came out of it as well. You know, just, I suppose, swapping tunes, ideas, songs that would have probably, and tunes that would have traveled with Irish immigrants across to America, and went into, you know, influenced music like country music, Cajun music, Appalachian music. I mean, you really see a lot of similarities within the tunes and some of the songs and the melodies and some of the lyrics. So it was all about how the Irish music traveled across, influenced music, some American music, and in actual fact probably came back around, because, I mean, I was listening to country music when I was back in Ireland, like growing up. So an interesting idea, and that's when I first got to sing with her, which was fantastic. And we subsequently recorded A Woman's Heart together.
Right.
And that's on one of the albums, but it's actually on that Best Of as well, the Hidden Harvest album.
What about Van Morrison?
Van Morrison just gave me a call. He was doing the album with the Chieftains. And out of the blue, I got this call. I hadn't met him before, just at a festival or something. And he just said, would you like to come in and sing on a track I'm working on here? And I said, sure, yeah, no problem. And I found him to be extremely polite and gracious, and chatted away about different things. And that was it, you know. And, you know, a lot of people say sometimes he can be difficult or whatever, but I found him to be fantastic.
Hmm. Now, are you married or?
I am. I have three children, big children.
How old are your children?
Well, the eldest now is 22. He's in college, and my next boy is 19, and he's just started college. My youngest is 15. She's in school still.
Any of them have any musical talent or interest?
Oh, really? They do. I mean, it's something that either it's passed on or it's not, I hadn't got huge expectations because, well, their dad isn't not particularly musical. He's passionate about music, but he doesn't play, and he's not really wouldn't be hugely musical.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I'm delighted to say they all have a real interest in music. My second boy is his own band, and he plays. He's passionate. He's mad into more contemporary music, and he writes his own songs. And I think they'll do very well. They're very good. Very, very good. And my daughter's a gorgeous singer. She has a voice, and that's and that pleases me.
And I'm sure she looks pretty good, too, like Mom.
Well, maybe when... If you got me on a good day, you might say that.
Well, now, are you involved politically at all, at home or abroad?
Well, I would be into, you know, human issues and politically, you know, I never was one for standing up and shouting about how I feel politically, but quietly I let people know how I feel and, you know, it depends. I would support certain issues by putting my name to things a lot. You know, I do that quite a lot.
Like what, for instance?
Well, you know, there's been different... I have to really think about that one, but like recently I put my name onto to something that was about the Irish language and supporting the Irish language and making people get more airplay on radio and those kind of issues. I mean, it depends on what they are, you know.
Yeah. Do you have any reflections on the war in Iraq?
Well, I mean, how long have you got? I don't know if Irish people get a different sort of slant on it.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Well, that's exactly it, and that's why it upsets me a lot, because I really don't think, I think the reality of it is that there's an awful lot of damage being done by it, and I honestly wonder if you know, American people really knew the full truth, I often wonder, would they be as supportive? That's just my question, you know.
Mm.
And who knows, I mean, you know, what the fallout is going to be. But I was always against war. In my own country, there's been a war going on, and while I would I'd love to see Ireland be united and be all under the Irish flag, I don't want to see anybody hurt and killed by it. I don't see any bloodshed by it. So I'm a sort of a pacifist in that way. And war to me is never the answer, so I'm against it.
Yeah, unfortunately we have a world, though, that's filled with dictators and really nasty terrorists.
Exactly. And how do you deal with that? Mm. You know, it's a big question, you know.
I mean, I just think back into the times of World War II, and if they had grabbed Hitler before he did all his damage, then, you know, they would have saved millions of lives.
Where would we all be now? Exactly. So, and I know that.
There's always two sides.
And I know you know, without a doubt, there's two sides. Mm. But I would always be the person who had wanted more talking and less sort of, you know, picking up the gun and going in, you know.
Yeah.
That's just I'd say it's the type of person I am.
Now, you have you're in the middle right now of a tour of the United States, and this Saturday you're going to be in Boston at the Berklee Performance Center, which is a great venue.
Yeah.
On Sunday you're going to be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania at the Sunoco Theater at Whitaker Center.
Yeah.
On next Wednesday, Ann Arbor at the Arc in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, St. Louis, Missouri at the Sheldon Concert Hall. Friday, Green Bay at the Wiedner Center, and Saturday in Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater. And folks can actually get your tour information and everything else as well. In fact, the whole discography at MiriBlack.net. That's Miri with a hyphen black.net. That's your website.
Yeah, loads of information in there.
Lots of good stuff there, yeah?
Yeah, lots and lots of interesting stuff to read, yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to be all over the place. You're going to Minnesota, Colorado, California. Four dates in California. That's my favorite place. I love California.
I have two brothers who live out there, you know, so going there, too, is like almost home from home, you know, because they have family there, and it's fantastic for me, especially to meet up with them, as well as playing. I mean, California's amazing.
Any chance of Miri Black moving out to the United States?
You know, it's something I often thought I'd like to maybe take a year out and live in. I'd love to live in California for a year. I'd never leave Ireland, though. I'd never live in another country and not go home. It just wouldn't be right for me, but it's certainly something I would enjoy and know.
You could always live with a brother for a year.
Well, exactly, or, you know, I could get at my own place. I don't have to live with him, but it would mean I could see all my little nieces, and there's lots of new little blacks there growing up in California that I don't see enough of, you know.
You can go to San Diego and go to Black Beach.
Huh?
To San Diego, they have Black's Beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a nudist beach, but it's a nice beach.
Oh, well, I'll check that one out sometime, maybe.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you can all see Miri at, if you live in Boston, which many of our listeners do, it's Saturday at the Berklee Performance Center. And Miri, we look forward to more and more of great music coming out of you.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it, Mark.
Take care.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.